not crying again. Hey, that's not funny. Okay, well, I can't help it if the first and last 10 minutes of Tarzan makes me emotional, okay? Whatever, meanie. Yeah, I'm sticking my tongue out at you. Okay, fine. But you gotta make it up to me. What? Stop! Oh my god! Stop! Oh my god, boy. Stop tickling me. Okay, forgive you. Just stop. Stop tickling me. I got... Ugh. How do you always win in these situations? Yet, you always call me the spoiled one. Well, I like being in your arms as well, so I guess it's a win-win situation. Yeah, it has been a while since we could do this. I know it's been pretty stressful lately for the both of us. Yeah, you're right. And after our argument last week, I think we needed this time together. Look, I know we try not to bring up past arguments, mostly after we resolve them, but we had that argument over stress, and I said some pretty nasty things. And yeah, we made up like we usually do, but this is important. Look, I know you've been working so hard recently, but you've been so unforgiving towards yourself. And I feel you really need to be appreciated more. Mostly from me. You've been working so hard these past months, and you do so much to reach your goal. You think that you need to work harder. You always say that you aren't doing enough, but baby, when I look at you, I see someone who does so much. Someone working their butt off just to reach their goal, which you will see in no time. You put so much effort on a daily basis. And on top of that, you care so much about the people around you, your family, relatives, friends, me, and even strangers. You have such a generous heart. It amazes me. I look at you and I see someone who's phenomenal. And I don't say this enough, but I can't believe I even have you in my life. I just feel so blessed being with you. Like this, here, in your arms. Time flies so fast these days, and we haven't had much time together, but times like this, when I can just be with you, it's as if time stops and I can talk to you for hours, or pleasant silence overtakes and we just get lost in our own thoughts with the comfort of one another. What I mean to say is that I love you. And you're amazing. What you have and what you are doing is amazing. So please don't ever say that you're not doing enough. Aw, well, you always compliment me. I really don't get to say this enough. Are you... Are those tears? What? No, I did not go through that whole heartfelt spiel just to get you emotional. But you usually are pretty stoic and cool-headed. So I guess it's kind of nice seeing that the spoiled crybaby has won over the one with the stone-cold heart. Hey, don't look at me like that. Weren't you the one that gave yourself that title when I called you a heartless, over that scene of the movie. But all jokes aside, I really meant all that I just said. Anytime. I'm always here for you, no matter what. No, I didn't forget that. I know, I promised you we can play video games after the movie. Hey, be careful with those words. You know, since I've been procrastinating lately, I've been using that time to actually step up my game, so you better watch out. Yeah, whatever. We'll see about that. Okay, now get up your butt so I can kick your ass in this game.